A very important halacha, obviously, in learning Masechta Erevin is understanding what constitutes a Rishus Rabbim. Because, as we know, an area which is a Rishus Rabbim d'oraisa, making an Erev, as the Gemara teaches us, would not be helpful. Because if midoraisa, we're not allowed to carry from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid, or vice versa, or we're not allowed to carry Dalat Amis per Rishus Rabbim, obviously no one could make up or devise a plan of an Erev that would allow us to carry in such an area. And therefore, it's critical to understand what is a Rishus Rabbim. And actually, there are two Rashis on Davov that Rashi describes what is a Rishus Rabbim. Rashi on Davov on Aleph says, Rishus Rabbim, Mashma, Roichiv, Sheshesrei Amma. It's an area that's 16 Amma wide. Ve'ir Shemetsuyim Ba Shishim Ruba. It's a city that has 600,000 people. Ve'im Ba Chayma, it doesn't have a wall. Rishus Rabbim Shalom Chuvim Mishar L'Shar. And Rashi continues saying that Rishus Rabbim has to go from one end to the other end. Shemifolish, it's completely open from one end of the road to the other end of the road. Doima l'diglei hamidbar. As was the diglei hamidbar. Because we know that the source of understanding what is any Rishus on Shabbos is learned, and we'll discuss this more hopefully in this shiur, from the diglei midbar. And the diglei midbar, says Rashi, this is what made up a Rishus Rabbim in the diglei midbar. And this is what constitutes a Rishus Rabbim as far as Hilchus Shabbos is concerned. And Rashi, on Dav Vav Amud Beis, as well, says that Yerushalayim was a Rishus Rabbim. And again, Rashi, in describing Yerushalayim, which the Gemara calls a Rishus Rabbim, Mechuvin Mishar L'Shar, it had a road that went from one end of the city to the other end of the city. V'yesh bo drisas shishim ruba. Rashi again speaks about that there needs to be 600,000 people. V'rochav shesh esri amma. And it's 16 amas wide. And therefore, says Rashi, v'lmolei shanayal and dalsaseh b'cholayla. If not for the fact that the doors of Yerushalayim were closed every evening, Chayavin Allah b'Shabbos Mishum Shusarabim, Yerushalayim will be considered a Shusarabim. Avol, says Rashi, Ne'ilas Dalsas, the fact that the doors of Yerushalayim were closed each evening, Majd like a Chotzer Shusarabim, or Ma'arvinus Kula. It gives it the status of a Chotzer that could be, that one could have an Erev. V'loi Kozman Shloi Erevu, and therefore, says Rashi, as long as if they didn't make an Erev, have a karmelus of life v'chayvela. Then the Gemara here on Davavam Beis continues saying, Vamaula hani avule de mechuza. There's a city in Bavel called Avule de mechuza, and it too says ula imale dalsasen ulais. If not for the fact that it had doors that closed, chayovin alem shem rishus rabbim. So Rashi has been quite clear in describing what is Rishus Rabbim. The Rambam in Hilchus Shabbos, Perek Yod Dalid, Halacha Aleph, says, Abba Rishuyus L'Shabbos, the four Rishuyus for Shabbos, Rishus Hayochav, Rishus Rabbim, V'Karmel Samachim Ptor. And the Rambam continues in teaching us, Ezer Rishus Rabbim, what is a Rishus Rabbim? Midborois V'Yoroi V'Shvokim, deserts, forests, V'drachim of Philoshmalhem, the marketplaces and the roads, the Litros marketplaces, U'b'vad Shei Roichiv Tezayim V'loyeh L'Tikra. So Rambam says that what constitutes a Rishus Rabbim? An area that's 16 amos wide, as was the area in the Midbar, that it doesn't have a roof, but the Rambam does not at all mention the issue of Sheshesrei Ruba, that you have to have or don't have to have 600,000 people live, 600,000 people in that area. Clearly, the Rambam's opinion is that there is no requirement of Shesh Esri Ruba, of 600,000 people, to make an area into a Rishus HaRabim. When we look into Taisus, on Dav Vav Amun Aleph, says Taisus, on the Ramaskal, on the bottom of the Amid, Katesin Ma'arvin Derech Rishus HaRabim, says Taisus, Pirish HaKuntris, Rishus HaRabim, what is the definition of Rishus HaRabim? Rochav Yudvav Amos, it's 16 Amos wide, and Mephosh Mishnei Tzadda Mishal Ashar, Umetzuim by Shishim Rubim, V'ken Yaish Bahag, and so to as Taisus quote the Baal Hilchus Gedolus, the Be'in and Drisus Shishim Rubim, that in order for an area to be considered a Shus HaRabim, you have to have 600,000 people there for it to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. Continues Taisus, V'kosh L'Bein HaTam, as Taisus Akasha, the Perek HaZoyrik, Omed HaGolus, Hava Tachteim, Ubenayim Rishus HaRabim, the Gemara, in Masech the Shabbos, we learned on Daf Tzadik Ches and Daf Tzadik Tes, speaks about how do we know that a road has to be 16 amos wide in order to be considered a Shus HaRabim? Because the Gemara made a cheshbon that the agolas were each 5 amos wide. There was a space of 5 amos between the two agolas, which gives us 15. And then you needed a half an amma on each side of the agolas in case the krushim that were being transported on the agolas would shift, so there should be a levy to be able to put it back into the right place, gives us a total of 16 amos. Ask Taisus, the kosh le ben atam, the b'shabes perak hazoyrik omer, the agolas have a tachteim b'nei rishus rabim, that the area below, beneath, and between the agolas is rishus rabim. Certainly ask Taisus, the tachteim lo have a sishim ruba, there weren't 600,000 people walking under the area of the agolas. Says Taisus, Vaymari, the Mekam Makam Dakin Hayalotzeis Lovoi Boisaderach. So Taisus says the fact that they weren't walking there as the Golos were there doesn't disqualify it from being a Rishus HaRabim. People walk on that road, and 600,000 people possibly walked on that road. That makes it into Rishus HaRabim. And we'll discuss this more hopefully later. Continues Taisus asking Akasha, Void Hiksha, the Bedigle Midbar, have a taf v'noshim lay misper. Taisus asks, whenever we speak about the number 600,000, it's only 600,000 men between the age of 20 and 60. But there were so many more people, asked Taisus in the Midbar. There were the women, there were the children, there were the Erev Rav, there were the Leviim. What about all of those people? Void Hiksha, the Bedigli Midbar, have a taf v'noshim lay misper. The numbers came into the millions. Became Koshim Erev Rav. There was the Erev Rav that we know was a very sizable population. V'yei Shloimer answers Taisus like Gamrinim Elam Mishkan Elam Milsa the Isa B'Misparim. Taisus says that the number given in the Torah is 600,000. That's the number we follow. And we need to understand what Taisus says. If we're learning that the model for Rishus HaRabim is the way the Rishus HaRabim of the Midbar looked, so then we should look at what the Torah says. What was the reality of that Rishus HaRabim? And certainly the reality of that Rishus HaRabim had much more than 600,000 people. And in fact, the Shaul Shuvus Har Tzvi from Tzvi Pesach Frank and Chel Arachayim Chel Beis Simen Yud Beis quotes the B'chach Rav, the Eshel Avram, that in fact he thinks that if Rashi is saying that we need 600,000 people to make an area be considered a Rishus HaRabim, why do we need 600,000 people? Because we have to follow the model of the Midbar, and in the Midbar there were 600,000 people. So really, he says, there should really be, then we should only, for an area to be considered a Rishus HaRabim, we should have to have 600,000 Jewish males between the age of 20 and 60. And therefore, if you'll have an area that has 600, that doesn't have 600,000 Jewish men between 20 and 60, it shouldn't be a Rishus HaRabim, if we want to copy exactly what was in the Midbar. And he says, indeed, perhaps that should be the case. He wants to say, the Har Tzvi quotes Achroinim, that Klal Yisrael received the Torah in Morah, and in Morah we weren't, was before Kabbalah's HaTorah. So before Kabbalah's HaTorah, there was no concept of a Jew versus a non-Jew. We only became B'nai Yisrael at Har Sinai. And therefore, it doesn't have to be Jewish males. But that's a difficult explanation. Because at Morah, who was... Yes, we got Shabbos at Morah. But the whole world didn't get Shabbos at Morah. The people who ultimately received the Torah were the ones that received Shabbos at Morah. So therefore, we're back to where we started. It should only be those individuals that are going to get Shabbos to be included in the 600,000, which would certainly exclude Akum. And is that indeed the din? According to the Eishel Avram, perhaps, Akum, who aren't in any way included in Hilchah Shabbos. On the contrary, we know the halacha is Akum Sheshovas Chayiv Misa, shouldn't be included. Tar Tzvi says that that can't be. And the Tar Tzvi says what the Torah, what Tosfos means to say is, Tosfos means to say that if we find that although we know that there were indeed many more than 600,000 people in the Midbar, yet when the Torah speaks about the amount of people or the people in the Midbar, the Torah always speaks about 600,000. So says the Har Tzvi, it's not by coincidence that the Torah speaks about 600,000. It's because the Torah is trying to say, yes, we recognize, of course, there were so many more people in the Midbar. But as far as Halach is concerned, the number to follow is the number 600,000. And in fact, there's a beautiful vart from the Pnei Yeshua that very much supports this understanding. We know that, and we're going to discuss this, Tosfos already in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, right on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, says, how do we know that there was, that there's Issa Hoitzah, that it's also to carry on Shabbos? So Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos Dibur HaMaskel, Pasha Balbayis, as Yodai, says that the two psukim that teach us the din of the Isser of carrying on Shabbos. One is the pasuk that is quoted, the Gemara, in the beginning of Perek HaZorik, Daf Tzadik Vav. The pasuk says, that the people stop bringing, and the Gemara goes on to say that we see from here that Moshe Rabbeinu told them to stop bringing, to stop carrying from their homes, which are Rishus HaYochid, to where he was in the Machna Leviyah, which is the Rishus HaRabim. So we see, and the Gemara there goes on to prove that the pasuk says, "Vayiviru kaba machna leim ish v'ish, ish v'ish ayas oid melacha." And the Gemara proves that this proclamation took place on Shabbos, and that Moshe told them, "You can't carry on Shabbos." Says, and Tosfos makes an interesting observation. The truth of the matter is that all malachas in the Torah don't have any pasuk that indicate they're a malacha. Here, Tosfos says, not only is there a pasuk that teaches us that carrying is also on Shabbos, there are actually two psukim. One is this pasuk, and the other pasuk is the pasuk says, Ayetzi ish memekoimai, and the Gemara in Masechta Erevi we're going to learn, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis says, Al Yoytzi. Don't pronounce the pasuk Al Yoytzi ish memekoimai, but Al Yoytzi ish memekoimai, don't move. Al Yoytzi, don't carry. And Tosfos therefore asks, why does the Torah have to give two psukim that they're to teach us a malacha, where all other malachas we have no psukim? And Tosfos develops his famous concept, the concept of Hoitzah being a malacha geruah. And we discussed, and it's not the subject of today's shir, it still doesn't answer why we need two psukim. Says the Pnei Yeshua, this pasuk is teaching us that what happened when the pasuk says v'yichola oma havi, what did Moshe Rabbeinu tell him to stop bringing? The pasuk is teaching us, says the Pnei Yeshua, that they brought the machzis hashekel. There were 600,000 machzis hashekel collected from every male Jew between the age of 20 and 60. And that was brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, when he was informed there was enough material for the Mishkan, that they collected the 600,000 machzis hashekel, he says, now it's time to stop carrying. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu make this announcement at this very point? Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the number 600,000 is the number that makes an area into a Rishus HaRabim. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said, we have 600,000 people. We have a Rishus HaRabim. It's Shabbos. We can't carry. That's what Taisus means, says the Bnei Yeshua. From here we see that the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us that when we have 600,000 people carrying, when we have 600,000 people, we now have a problem. We don't have a problem. We now have a Rishus HaRabim. And actually, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Mem Hei Sif Zion describes what is a Rishus HaRabim. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Eiz Rishus HaRabim Rechavis V'shvokim HaRechavim Tezayin Amma. You have areas that are 16 amas wide. Vein Mekarim, they don't have a roof. Vein Lehem Tchayma, there's no wall around the city. Vafil Yeshlam Chayma, Emen Filosh Mishar Lashar, if they have an open road. Vein Das Hussein Nulus Bel Island, the doors never close. Harvei Rishus HaRabim. Vyeshim continues the Shulchan Aruch. Shikosh and Shushim Rubim Ivan by Bakal Yoim. If you don't have 600,000 people traveling there every day, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ain Rishus HaRabim. Then that area is not considered Rishus HaRabim. So we have here in the Shulchan Aruch two opinions of what is a Rishus HaRabim. Do you have to have 600,000 people or you don't have to have 600,000 people? And it's interesting to note, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'ur Halacha says that, quotes, many, many Rishayim that say that a Rishus HaRabim is only Rishus HaRabim when you have 600,000 people, as Rashi says. He quotes many Rishayim that hold that you don't have to have 600,000 people for an area to be considered Rishus HaRabim. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah himself, says that become makayim ain lanu koyach limchos biyad hasoimchim al deyizu. We don't have the ability to disagree with the opinion that holds you have to have 600,000 people because it's lav das yudoyhi. It's not just one rishon holding that way. He says there are many rishonim, as we just said, that holds that way. The kain sodadu kama achroinim. And so too is the opinion of many achroinim. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, the kaba nafish yachmel atzmai. A bal nefesh, says the Mishnah Berurah, should be machmer, not to say that if you don't have 600,000 people, it should not be considered Rishus HaRabim. Interestingly, even though, as I just said, the Mishnah Berurah quotes 12 rishonim this way and 12 rishonim that way, if we look into the Achroinim, we'll find that the Achroinim quote that there are many more Rishonim to each opinion. I saw that Rav Avadya Yosef in the Shalos Tshuvos Yabia Omer Chelik Yud Simen Lamed Gimel, as is his style, quotes that there are many, many more Rishonim that hold both opinions. If you have to have 600,000 people, you don't have to have 600,000 people. The Beis Ephraim also says that mikom makom ein koyach biyad shum odom la'aro a minig. No one has a right to disagree on a minig. Ash nesyasar api gedoyle oylem chach mitzarfas ashkenaz. A minig that was well accepted. Asha onu b'bnei b'neim u'meim enu shoysim. This is the minig that has been in Klal Yisrael for generations. Dorach HaShulchan also says that he himself perhaps would be machmer, but he says, Mamoyel HaRichis, why should I try to be machmer? After in all cities there's an Erev, because we say that you have to have 600,000 people. Aruch HaShulchan uses very interesting language, as if there was a Baskel that says we should follow this Psak. And so too does the Magen Avraham in Sifkot Zayin, and the Taz in Sifkot Vav say that you should, that it's only Rosh Hashanah Rabbim if there's 600,000 people. And that was the minig in all the generations. Although, as I said, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav both say that a Baal Nefesh should be machmer. However, the Paiskim do say that where it's a question where we have another reason to consider this area not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then we could certainly rely on these Rishonim that indicate that a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has to have 600,000 people. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah himself in Siman Shin Samach Dalet in the Bir Halacha Divrei HaMaskel V'Acher says that when it's a question of a Drabonon, when it's a question of an Issa Drabonon, we could rely on the Rishonim that say that an area is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim unless you have 600,000 people. And so too does he say when it's a question of Amir al-Akim, that the halacha we know is that Amir al-Akim is Osur and Shabbos, but it's more lenient by when there's no Issa involved. So he says that when it's an issue of Amir al-Akim, we could rely on in saying that a city, even if it doesn't have 600,000 people, is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and therefore carrying in that city, we certainly could be allow a goy to carry on our behalf, and therefore by Amir al-Akim, which is only an Issa Shvus, an Issa Rabbanan, we could allow a goy to carry on our behalf in a city that doesn't have 600,000 people, even though if it has a proper Erev. What is this Machloikus about? Another place where the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel, even though, as I just said, the Mishnah Berurah says the Baal Nefesh should be Machmer. We learned the Masechta Shabbos a number of times, the concept of Chai Noisen as Atzmai, and that Midaraisa, any person who can walk himself, even if you carry such a person, Midaraisa, you're not Chayiv for carrying, but Midrabonon, you are Chayiv for carrying, says the Mishnah Berurah in Shimon Shin Ches, Sif Kotten Kuf Nun Gimel, that if you have a child that's able to walk himself, and you have a city that doesn't have 600,000 people and has an Erev, certainly such a child may be carried. And the Paiskim say the same goes for a person that needs to be wheeled in a wheelchair. We could also certainly rely that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is only an area that has 600,000 people. Otherwise, it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And you could rely for this also for going in a wheelchair on Shabbos in an area that doesn't have, in a city that doesn't have 600,000 people that has a kosher Erev.